I've noticed the production of your albums keeps improving. Why do you think that is?
Every time we've done an album, we've learned a lot of things. Yeah, we definitely come out with loads of experience and ideas and technical knowledge. But doesn't mean the next album is going to get easier, because we have to do something new. We have to add on to what we already learned. Like on the last album, Ultra Beatdown, we start doing reamp, which is the first time. And by doing reamp, actually makes the whole thing harder again, because you've got so many options of choosing different guitar sounds for different songs, doing it over and over again, re-record the guitar sound. But, you know, I think leaving us so much options makes an album harder, but also the result at the end will be good. And unless you're really exhausted when you finish the album, you know, I don't feel like I've done a good job unless I'm really tired and I'm just going to collapse. And that's how it happened in the last album.
I assume you use Pro Tools.
Yeah. And again, that gives too much options as well.
But in a way, does it make recording easier?
I think the easiest, if to put it, is to put a tape, because you've got no options. You just have to play and be over with it. If you know what I mean? Doesn't mean it's going to be that great, because the automation, all this mixing and all that, it's, you know, you don't have all that stuff. How you can make a perfect mix, you know, when it comes to some, you know, some certain frequency, the guitars become louder. You don't want it to pop up. You know, everything has to be perfect, even in the mix. So Pro Tools just give you the ability to really use all your skills, but without wasting too much time. I don't want to sit there pushing the knobs up and down, you know, on the tape or something. I've done tapes before, a long time ago. So, you know, it's easier in a way, but it also is harder, because you've got so much options now. You know, you have to be skillful yourself to do it. So it's, people say, oh, that's Pro Tools, that's why the album's good. You can't really play. It's pretty much rubbish. You can't play, you know.
Can you see the day where you guys would make a record in the more conventional sense, in a studio, with a producer pretty much calling the shots?
I don't really see that happening now, but I've said a lot of things in my life that I said never going to happen, and it happened anyway. Right now, I don't see it happening, but in a 2 years' time, when we decided we have to make another album, we might think about bringing someone in. We actually thought about it before we started doing Ultra Beatdown, but then we thought, you know what, no, we're not going to do it.
How do you and Sam work on your rhythm guitar parts, and how many tracks do you lay down generally of them?
We wanted to play four rhythm tracks on this album, like two on each side, and we end up being one on each side again, like every single album. Because it takes that long to get it for us to record a rhythm track with that perfection, thinking about it. And we keep changing. We record the rhythm tracks about four times because we kept changing them. We go, oh, you know what? We don't want to do that now. We want to do something else. Oh, we're going to change a chord in that song. Oh, we're going to change a chorus in that song. And we have to do it all again. The skill, I don't know, it's just I guess we used to play a little thrash metal, and playing fast is just kind of a natural thing now.
Now, I've heard that sometimes when you record that you put a sock around the neck of your guitar when doing solos. Is that correct? And if so, why is that?
Yeah, and every sock has a hole in them. I basically don't throw away socks, that like old socks anymore. If they got holes, I wash them and I put it in this drawer, yeah? Which is made for cleaning guitars and muting guitar strings. Basically, we tie it at the back, I mean, tie it on the near the nuts area, and that solves. And sometimes when you're doing a solo, it's just like, I don't know, you hit an open note, and even you've done a great take, you just like, oh man, that note just ruined it. And just that's to avoid having to do something that you probably can't do again.
So when listening to the new record, Ultra Beatdown, I had to keep referring to the credits as to who was playing what solo, because you guys trade so many solos off. I mean, each song has, you know, a wealth of solos. A, how do you and Sam come up with these solos? And B, do you ever lose track of who's playing what?
Once the songs are all written, like in structure-wise, and we know how many solos are in each song, then we have this little booklet. We call it the Book of Hate, because everything in it is about work. There's nothing good about it, you know? Yeah, and the more ticks you got in the Book of Hate, the closer you are to finish the album. And we write down how many solos, and we write down the numbers of solos of each song, and we start putting in who's going to play what to get a good balance of a different style of solos we're probably going to expect to be playing, because based on the key changes and based on if it's a riff, if it's a slow section, if it's a fast section, if it's a solo over chorus chord, or, you know, the chorus section of the song, or, you know, that kind of thing. So to kind of keep a balance, and then we just have to go and hammer them out. and we listen to each other to make sure we don't play similar licks and or similar solo. We help each other out. That's the main thing. You know, we record in the same place, in a different room.
But when you're playing live, which is a totally different experience, you know, you have that adrenaline going and it's a show. Do you ever lose track of who's doing what?
Not really. I mean, you know which solos you play, and you know, because you still got to learn what chords you got to play under the person when you're not soloing. So effectively, you're playing all the time. I think the best we've played really so far is on the last Mayhem tour. We really kind of, I think we got about 20 times or 100 times better than we ever done. So I think if it's the time to see Dragon Force, it's probably now.
Is it hard to play so precisely when you're doing a live show, particularly at something like the Mayhem Festival?
This is something I learned. And, you know, I admit I have screwed up solos live. And on this tour now, I mean, on the last Mayhem tour, I mean, I've been looking at the YouTube stuff, and people say, wow, Dragon Force, amazing. They finally play all their solos exactly like on the album. It's like the CD. And really, the only thing to unlock the key was really to get in-ear monitors, because there's so many times I couldn't hear what I was playing, and I just think, oh, I must be playing the right lick, hopefully. You know, because you're running left and right on the stage, and the monitors just can't keep up. So by having in-ear monitors, really, actually, we finally can play everything exactly without even dropping the notes now. It's really that simple. Throw some money in so you can hear what you're playing, and that's sort of the problem.